Hello, we are The Promise of Love, bringing to you The Love Effect.
A podcast that brings you real insight and real stories about real relationships.
So tonight we're going to do something a little different than what we usually do. And pretty much going to wing it. Just have a conversation about what's going on in the world of romance today. One of the things that we're noticing a lot as this is divorce season.
Yes.
We are recognizing that there are a lot of people around us in our circles that are announcing their divorces.
Yeah.
And this is somewhat heartbreaking for us.
It is.
Because we do have a reverence for marriage.
We do.
So honey, what have you been seeing?
Well, I mean, just as Rob was saying, this is divorce season, and just to be transparent, I get a little emotional during this time frame anyway, but I really, within the last couple of weeks, have gotten somewhat trying to understand, I guess, every year this happens around this time, but why? Why now? Why is divorce so,
why do people tend to want to start the new year with a new romance?
Yeah.
With a new relationship? it's kind of like whenever you talk about spring cleaning, sometimes we look at, when we take a look at what's going on at this time of year, just in our nature, we've long since talked about this thing called spring cleaning.
Yeah, okay.
Even you use the phrase, out with the old and in with the new.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe sometimes people are thinking about their relationship or marriage as something old that needs to be cast away, as opposed to something precious that needs to be restored.
Yeah, I get it. And what's coming to mind, I'll be honest with you right now, is if you have a dollar and it started looking dull, what are you just gonna do? You just, a person would just take the diamond and just throw it away? Or would they try to clean it?
Kind of like how silver.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever, I know my mom had this set of silver. It was so old that it's probably handed down from generation to generation. And after a certain age, I don't recall that we even had it anymore. But it was part of the holiday ritual to take out the silver and polish it, to restore it. How often do we look at our marriages as something that we need to unpack and polish? Keep it bright and shiny.
Exactly.
It's more exciting to go out and shop for a new set of silverware than it is to restore your vintage silver.
It's sad.
It's sad, but that's how a lot of us think these days.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
And we ask ourselves, what is so attractive about divorce that so many people want to go into it?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you. What I'm thinking is, you have to work. And I think, just to be honest, I think a lot of people are being extremely lazy nowadays. They don't, you have to put in work, because marriage is not easy at all. We can say that it's not easy, because we have to show grace.
Yep, grace is the number one ingredient for a long-term marriage.
It is.
Yeah. So when someone is now faced with the aftermath, with the life after divorce, this is before there's the excitement of a new relationship. This is still in the trauma, in the drama of the lost relationship. How does it feel when you're on the receiving end of that divorce? It was something that you did not want, but you finally surrendered to and accepted. What do you feel right now?
You're gonna go through several different feelings, just to be honest. One minute you might be happy, one minute you're gonna be sad, one minute you feel like fighting, when I say you go through all different feelings, but that's it exactly. You go through several different feelings. Feelings are, God gave us feelings, however, you don't need to stay in those feelings.
Mm.
You need to go through what they call the process. And I know we talk about this so often, about the process, because it's true. You have to go through the process.
Yeah. What if you're on the delivering end? You are the one, maybe you're the one who was hurt. Maybe it was your spouse that committed multiple acts of adultery, or maybe it was your spouse that left, that tore apart the marriage from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And because of those things, you decided to initiate and close out the marriage, initiate the divorce process and close out the marriage. What are you feeling at this point in time after the divorce is final?
I know. I would have to ask you to answer that one.
So what I've experienced, at first there's this sense of relief, the oppression that you lived under. under, the constant persecution that you may have lived under, the continual letdowns that you felt, you feel free from that for a moment. But then even after that, you start to realize that you lost a significant piece of yourself. If you were in this marriage for 5, 10, 20 years,
yeah,
and you decide, you know, this just is not working, even though you feel free, there's still something there that you mourn. That marriage was actually, it was its own life.
Yeah.
The two of you together, it was a life, and you ended it early. So yeah, there is something that is to be mourned and treated as such.
You have to look at it, it's you're grieving. I mean, you grieve the loss of a loved one, but you will grieve when you are going through a divorce. And it's the same concept.
And, you know, it's that process of grieving that allows you to take your next steps. Part of that is recognizing that hopefully you did do all that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did, then you can carry that forward. If you did not do all that you could do, you can take a few moments to reflect. What could I have done better? What could I have done differently? How could I have contributed to the longevity of my marriage? And as you reflect on those things, you become a much better spouse the next time around.
Yes, because you definitely want to go into a new relationship knowing, again, you go through the process, and when you go through the process, several different things that you have to do in the process,
yeah,
in order to prepare you for your next relationship.
You know, at this point, if you have just closed out a marriage, your divorce is final. I know many people at this stage, they're not even thinking about the next relationship. They're just done with marriage. They're just done with the romantic relationships altogether. Why, oh why, would someone want to even consider getting into another relationship after the trauma of a failed marriage?
I have to laugh a little bit about that one. It is definitely putting your faith, your complete faith in God, to know that He has your back, and that where you might not thought you was ever going to find love again, and you do.
You know, some of the most beautiful stories is when I've heard someone say, you know what, I was not looking for someone else. I had told myself I don't want to get into another relationship.
Exactly.
And, you know, God just introduced me to the right person, and I was open-minded, and even whenever I met them, I was not looking at getting into another relationship. But He showed me, God showed me something that was undeniable, a feeling in my heart, a way that they approach life. Sometimes when you meet someone, you recognize, I love the person that they are. I love what they represent. I'd like to get to know them better to find out more about this goodness that I see.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And the more of that goodness that you see, the more of that person that you experience, the more you realize, I want to spend my life, the rest of my life, with that person. And then there are those of us who go in knowing, I am looking for my next spouse because I feel incomplete. I know for me, I felt like a husband without a wife, but I knew that the wife that came to me would have to be of His design, of God's design.
Exactly.
And not what I would draw a picture of myself if I had those kind of skills to actually draw something.
Wonderful, honey.
So for you, when you looked at, you got onto online dating.
Yes.
And you did that, it seems like you were not trying to get into another marriage or another relationship, but yet you went to a dating site anyway.
I had never in my whole entire life thought about online dating at all.
Well, that was sort of a duplicity of intentions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a romantic relationship. I don't want to get married again, but I'm going to get an account on an online dating site and start reaching out to people. How do those two things fit together?
Yeah, I don't know. It was very interesting to get on the, you know, to get on the sites and different things, and just being a person that I am, just again, have to be transparent. I didn't want to go in there with any type of falseness. I wanted to, in my profile, say exactly who, you know, who I am, so that person, you know, would know truthfully what they, you know, what I was, you know, saying to them, or, you know what I'm trying to say, right?
I might know what you're trying to say, but I don't know.
They
know what you're trying to say.
Oh, you're so funny. Yeah, I wanted to be truthful in the words that I put on my profile, and then not only that, and then when you talk to people, of course, it was always in my heart to be truthful to whoever it was I was talking to.
But what made you want to get on that site to begin with, knowing that you did not want another romantic relationship.
I have no idea, but you came out of this, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I ain't saying it was the wrong thing to do. I'm just wondering what.
I honestly don't know. It was, I would have to say one person that was very close to me said, just why not just to talk, just, you know, to someone. Like, okay, what's the harm in talking? Mm.
And now you know where that could lead.
Well.
I end up married to someone.
Well,
there's a whole process of discerning what God wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole process of, really, I hate to put it this way, but evaluating the person that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are so funny. You know, there's so many times that I ask you, hey, can I call you my girlfriend? Can we say that we're dating? And you would just tell people, your friends at work, at church, oh, yeah, there's a guy that I'm talking to.
Exactly.
The guy that you're talking to. There's lots of people that you're talking to. I'm hoping that I'm a little more special than some guy that you're talking to.
And I told you that you were special because never had I ever let one person call me the name that I even gave to you. Never had, you know, that with any other person.
Well, I've got my theory about that.
Okay.
Well, we might need to cover that in a different episode.
Oh my gosh. That'd be so funny.
Well, you know, as you know, I went into the process looking for you with a process that I felt was delivered to me. You know, it's what we call the 5 steps to find true love.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest with you, whenever I wrote that out, there are bits and pieces pulled from different areas. But the way it was delivered to me, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I would find my queen. And I followed it simply in faith. I didn't have someone saying, hey, yeah, I've done this too. It's going to work out. No, I didn't have any of that. All I had was my faith.
And that's a wonderful thing to have.
And a process.
And to lead you and to guide you.
Yes, yes. Now, the process did indeed make sense. And I could see why it works. And indeed, wow, I was in awe of how amazing it ended up being. And how I found someone who was just really perfect for me.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, I think it's about time to close out our chat for today. I know we're going to continue talking about divorce. How do we help people? How do we uplift people? How do we help them? How do we help each person see that if you have suffered the divorce experience, whether on the receiving end or something that you felt that you had to initiate, neither one is a great place to be in. And being single again is going to have some rough times ahead. But the key thing is not let those rough times hold you down to a place that you're willing to settle for something that's less than what you are really capable of.
I think it's a podcast within itself.
How to not settle, how to stay uplifted.
Yes.
Yeah. So until we can unpack those thoughts for you, we hope that you have enjoyed our little chat here this evening, and we hope to talk to you again soon. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Love Effect. Respectfully, we ask you to hit that subscribe button to help us keep this going. And if you'd really like some detailed guidance on how to find and confirm true love, come visit us at stepstofindtruelove.com. That's www.stepstofindtruelove.com. Blessings to you.